Brother Elmer was the highest in the class all time, but when he brought a report card home with much lower grades, the teacher was asked. Well, all he could say was that the second highest was a professor's girl, and he took a liking to her. She did turn out to be a MD in later life, Dr. Pauline Spitz. Elmer could have been a Lutheran teacher, but chose to stay with Papa on the farm. Papa signed the farm to him, but I guess just that he farmed is not enough. And anyways, Elmer had to go to service, even if others that farmed needed not to go. Wedding places had been made, plans had been made before that, so they went through with it. He became staff sergeant, and a good one. One of his last letters, he complained the U.S. was sending too much beer for the soldiers while they were on rest period. Time for his gang to get back to the front in the morning, so he told all to fill their canteens with water. As he filled his own, he called out, "They got me." It was told later that he had died instantly. No one could understand what happened. And if they were one of the old men, the noise surely would have been known. He was buried in Italy, and Papa left him there, although government would have sent him remains after the war, which was much later. And Papa said, "Let him rest there." Mom is consoled, and we can't see him anyways, he thought. I do want to say this yet, that Elmer wrote a long letter to me when he had decided not to be a teacher but stay with Dad on a farm. Oh, he was so enjoying the work with Dad. This letter was 32 typewriter papers on written on both sides, and it was really interesting. I hope I can find it, so we can also tell you some of it that he had in there. And he was buried in Italy.